ABC Radio Australia.
As leaders, including China's President Xi Jinping, start arriving in Papua New Guinea for the APEC summit, the Australian government has announced more Pacific-focused initiatives. Places in the Pacific Labour Scheme will be uncapped, and the government's going to establish an Office of the Pacific in Canberra. From Port Moresby, Bethany Harriman reports.
The Australian government will open a Pacific office in the Department of Trade and Foreign Affairs. It will also allow more Pacific Islanders to work in Australia, announcing that Tonga will be included in the Pacific Labour Scheme and that it will lift the current cap of 2,000 participants. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne made the announcement after arriving in Port Moresby for the APEC summit.
We have some great targeted trials underway. For example, the Lay Cairns engagement, which is about targeting people to places and to particular roles. And we're very focused on that. I think the government here in Papua New Guinea is as enthusiastic as I am about increasing Papua New Guinea engagement.
Minister Payne's announcement comes after China's Vice Foreign Minister was quoted in US media saying the South Pacific doesn't fall within any country's sphere of influence. But Ms. Payne says she disagrees with that statement because of Australia's long history of engagement in the region.
I don't regard it that way at all. I think the message that the Prime Minister sent when he was speaking last week and when he spoke to the Asia Society in the week before that about the Pacific being where we live is really a very accurate representation of the position that Australia holds.
Minister Payne says the Australian government is keen to work with China on Pacific projects.
The malaria program, in which we have a trilateral engagement, Australia, Papua New Guinea and China already.
The Lowy Institute has welcomed the idea of a Pacific office and the Pacific Labour Scheme. Director of Pacific Islands Program, Jonathan Pryke, says it will be good for the region.
It started off last year with the Foreign Policy White Paper, which laid a great framework for how we want to re-engage in genuine partnership with the Pacific, going beyond just the donor-recipient paradigm, and to better reflect just the breadth of the relationship we have with all Pacific countries, and in particular PNG.
But Mr. Pryke says Australia will continue to be wary about increasing Chinese influence in the Pacific.
Where it becomes a concern for Australia is, what is the end game here? Why is China so aggressive in their engagement with the Pacific Islands region? The real worry is that there are strategic ambitions for China in the Pacific. The rumours of military, potentially setting up military bases in the Pacific, really gets Australia concerned. So I think that is why there's a lot of anxiety. I don't think it's going to happen because I think the Pacific leaders themselves have been very clear that they want to remain neutral, they want to be friends to all.
For the next 3 days, PNG's capital Port Moresby is playing host to high-level diplomacy, where world superpowers will discuss trade in relations. While the PNG government maintains it wants to stay out of the geopolitics of the region, the country will have plenty to gain from those discussions.